not connected with that story, but a story which hopefully can be helpful for us. 39 years ago, Friday, October 22nd, 1982, Father Vinnie Dooley died. Father Dooley was the pastor in the parish where I was at that time. But he was much more than just my pastor. He became a very close friend. We would have many dinners together. We would go on vacation together. And not a day went by without us having good conversations. And then on October 22nd, 1982, Father Dooley died. Very suddenly, very unexpectedly, I was devastated. Well-meaning parishioners tried to fix my feelings by saying things such as, well, at least he didn't have to suffer. Come over to our house and have a drink. It will make you feel better. Who do you think the next pastor might be? And so on. I didn't want my feelings to be fixed. I wanted my feelings to be heard. So, if you know someone who is upset over something, anything, the best gift you can give is your ear. Okay, now let's take a look at the story in this morning's gospel. Last Sunday, Jesus asked the apostles, John and James, what do you want me to do for you? This Sunday, Jesus asked Bartimaeus the same question. What do you want me to do for you? Can we pause for a moment now, please? Course, so that instead of Jesus asking James, John, and Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Let Jesus ask that question to each of us. So we'll pause for a moment, and then each of us can tell Jesus our answer to his question. What do you want me to do for you? Okay, now let's take a look at Bartimaeus. He didn't even have a name. He was simply the son of Timaeus. He mustn't have had any family or many friends. Otherwise, why would he be a beggar? And in his time, Jewish teaching was you had afflictions because God was getting back at you for your sins. So Bartimaeus must have seen himself as a great sinner because he was both blind and poor. But he prayed. He prayed with great faith. He threw aside his cloak, jumped up, and ran to Jesus. For a beggar to throw away his cloak must have been the ultimate act of faith for Bartimaeus. For a beggar, his cloak was his mattress. His cloak was his security blanket. And it may well be that his cloak was his only possession. But when he met Jesus, he threw it away because he just knew that even if his blindness was not cured, he knew inside that all he needed was Jesus. Wow, now that's praying with faith. Do I pray with that kind of faith? That whether or not that for which I pray occurs, I just know that all I need is Jesus. Wow. Jesus asks, what do you want me to do for you? Perhaps one of our answers to his question could be the answer that Bartimaeus gave. Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see what's really important in life. Lord, I want to see you in everyone. Lord, I long to see you face to face in heaven. Lord, I want to see.
God from God, light from light, to God from to God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Imitating the faith of Bartimaeus, we now bring these petitions to our Lord. For all called to lead the church, that they guide the faithful in the way of love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in authority who administer health care, that they may serve with compassion, especially for the young and the elderly. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those blinded by fear or prejudice, that their eyes may be opened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and for their caregivers, especially those in our parish, that they may be healed and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we would recognize that it is in God alone that we receive our protection and security as we ask for safety from all hurricanes and storms this season. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who live with the constant threat of violence, that those responsible be moved to seek the inner peace they need to stop hurting others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the peace of Christ, Theodore Ammon, Sheila Bosworth, and for those who mourn their loss, that their faith and our parish community provide comfort and support. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions we hold in our hearts, and that the intentions mentioned in the parish book of petitions be heard. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intention of this Mass, Michael J. Murphy, whom we remember in this liturgy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We'll conclude with these stewardship prayers.
Loving God, we praise you, the source of all that we are and all that we have. Help us become a people with thankful hearts, sharing your blessings wherever we go, bringing love where there is none, giving generously with joy and trust. Accept the sacrifices we offer and the talents we bring, that they may be abundant blessings. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
May I have your attention for the following announcement. A few dates in November are in need of cooks for the 22 men at Camp Haven. If you are able to provide either a main dish or a side dish or two, we would be grateful for your help. Please contact the parish office. The Women's Guild is hosting a presentation on Monday, October 25th. To learn more about the Guardian Ad Litem program, a desperate need of volunteers. Please see the bulletin for more information.
As we now prepare for the bread and wine to become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, please join with me in singing Open My Eyes.
Open my eyes.
our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
We pray, O Lord, that you look on the offerings that we make to you, so that whatever is done by us in your service be directed to your glory. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts.
And
let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty, our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. You laid the foundations of the world. You have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed us in your own image and likeness, and set us over your whole world with all of its wonders. You have made us the stewards of your creation, and we praise you in your mighty works. We now join all in heaven in praising you as we acclaim. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the challenge.